It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, it's 2019. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program Mid-America Air Center Manager Kurt Schwartz as we talk about the Mid-America Air Center, which is located northeast of Lawrenceville. Kurt, before we talk about things happening in 2019 with regard to the airport, just recap 2018 and what sort of a year you think that the airport facility had.
Well, I think the airport had a really good year in 2018. We had an infrastructure project where we improved most of the roads at the airport facility. That was an ongoing concern for us, and state and federal funds, mostly state funds, came through with a project to do that. And we was able to get that done, and that was almost a little over $1 million to get those roads improved. And our share was $100,000 of that, 10% basically. And we're happy to see that done. And overall, the airport's in pretty good shape. We're trying to improve the terminal building. It's an old building. It was built in 1964. And we've had roof problems with it for several years since I've been there. And we're looking to upgrade the roof. That's going to cost $259,000 or $260,000 to upgrade that roof. We want something that's going to last. We've worked on that roof within the last 40 years I've been there. It's been worked on three times, so now it's time to do a permanent fix. So the board came across and spent a little extra money to build a roof basically over the top of the roof that we got there. It's a flat roof, and we intend to keep the building in good shape. So we had some local money. It's all local money to do that roof from the airport authority. The airport otherwise remains in the black. Our operating budget, we had, like I said, some extra expenses on some hangars and some maintenance work, but we was able to stay in the black for 2018, so we feel good about that. And we look forward to other improvements coming next year, or this year now, since it's 2019, so we hope to have a good year this year as well.
The airport terminal building, it's important to keep that because that's the focal point, really, of the airport. That's where most people are gathered at and do business at is the terminal boardroom, the terminal boardroom.
Yeah, basically, we're the doorways to the community, whether it be Vincennes or Lawrenceville. If you fly into a airport with a terminal building that's ragtag, you don't get a good feeling. So even though our building is old and we're not real rich, we can keep it clean and neat to the best of our abilities, and that's what we're trying to do. And we hope to do some interior improvements to it. Our assistant manager, Tyler Funk's got some plans for that. But we're trying to get the roof out of the way and basic structure improvements to it right now. And hopefully we'll have those done in 2019.
With regard to the airport usage, up, down, do you keep track of that?
Well, our usage is comparable to what it was last year. But overall, compared to 5 years ago, it's down. That's just a slumping trend that we're into right now. And I think as you see pilots retire and older pilots stop flying, there's hopefully a new generation that's going to step up and have an interest in aviation, because it's important not only to our community but for the national defense of this country is to have people associated with aviation in some way.
Is there any thought about I know there was thought at one time perhaps of training out there for pilots at the airport. Is that still an item?
Yeah, we're looking either to do something. The airport authority is looking to do something themselves or encourage another flight school or flight training of some sort out there. Vincennes University has a drone flight training course that they're starting up, and we look forward to that. But we'd still like to see the full-scale airplanes like they had before, and we encourage them to do that as well. But until the meantime, we'll be looking at other prospects, possibly to get some flight instruction to the airport.
A lot of people don't realize how important that the airport is with regard to business. I know you've got a foreign trade zone out there, and Just talk about that and how that affects the airport.
Well, just for instance, yesterday we had two jets fly in for Prairie Farms to do business in the area. We was able to fuel those planes and stow them away, and we left a good impression. I'm pretty sure we did. But a lot of the businesses like Far Best Foods and the power plant, Duke Energy, and some of the other local businesses, their corporate people will fly in, stay for the day or a couple of days, and fly back out. So it's a easy access for the people that can afford and companies that can afford to do that. But we hope someday to make it more economical for everyone to participate in some way in aviation, whether it be sport pilot or gliders or full-scale aircraft like jets and single engines.
You mentioned gliders and things like that. I know that there's a lot of recreational flying that's done at the airport.
Yes, we have an ultralight landing strip for the ultralights. We also have the glider operations, the Soaring Club. It's been out there for several years. We have a long history with them. And they do activity even in the wintertime. They currently probably have about 50 members in their membership now, and 45 gliders. I'm pretty sure we have a count of 45, 46 gliders that they operate. So they keep pretty busy, and it's good aviation activity for the airport as well.
A lot of people don't realize how large the airport is. What is your acreage out there with regard to the airport? It's fairly big, isn't it?
Yeah, 3,056 acres. So we've got plenty of airport to develop our industrial park. We have Kauffman Industries out there right now, and part of Sheehan Group is out there. Hopefully they'll get reorganized someday and come back in full force. And we have a couple of other aviation businesses that paints aircraft and mechanics, two different mechanical businesses that repairs aircraft. So we'd like to see them grow and flourish and bring more activity to the airport. That's what we're trying to encourage.
And you mentioned recreational flying. You also have other recreational activities such as sports car racing and things like that.
Yeah, at our last board meeting, this January board meeting, the board approved a sports car club events for 2019. And now I am preparing a airspace for the FAA to review and Division of Aeronautics to review. And if they sign off on it that it's okay to do that, we'll sign an agreement with the sports car club, and they'll bring their events back to the airport for 2019.
And those have not been finalized yet?
Not finalized. I have to do a submit an airspace for their activities and location. And once the FAA reviews that after 90 days, they'll either approve it or disapprove it, but they've always approved it in the past, so we look forward to them approving it again this year.
And that's various types of sports cars, isn't it?
It's really unique. You could have a minivan that you drive on the weekends or drive during the week, or you could have a hopped-up GTO that you could go out there. There are many classifications of cars that you could... It's a time trial course, so it's not side-by-side racing, but you go through a time trial area through the course, and the best time for the classification that you're running in, whether it's standard cars or just a souped-up sports car, that are timed accordingly and an award. So the good thing about that, I think they have membership drives at each event. Like, if you're not a member of their club, you can inquire at these events and become a member that day, pay your dues, and make sure you have a racing helmet with you, because that's one of the requirements that you have to have in the vehicle with you and on your head. So if you drive your Trans Am out there, be sure you have a helmet that you can put on after you pay your dues.
We mentioned Sports Car Club America. What are some organizations that use the airport during a year?
Well, the Wabash Valley Soaring Club has several events coming up. Their sailplane regatta, that's a specialized antique gliders, and they normally have that in June or July. I don't have a final date, but I hope to come back next month or early March and give you the approved schedule of events for the airport. And we look forward to those. And once in a while, the Soaring Club, or not the Soaring, but the Ultralight Club will have an event down at the Ultralight Strip where several people will come in, drive or fly in and for a meet there. And that's always interesting to see. These are like the motorcycles of the sky, and it's a unique situation. You either love it or it scares you to death. And I've been up in an ultralight, and I kind of like it. It's you're in, all open around you. You're right there in it. So if it depends on what you like in your heart, whether you want a full-scale gliders and ultralights, we have them all.
Well, we touched on the airport terminal replacements and things like that. What are some of the other major things that you would like to get accomplished or at least get started on with regard to the airport in 2019?
Well, this year as a project, as an airport improvement project that we qualified for and is in the progress of engineering right now, is a inlets on our apron or ramp area. We've got 60 acres of apron area that has drainage inlets, and those inlets are, some of them are heaving and cracking and popping up, and we have to go through and re-engineer and design an expansion joint around every inlet and redo those inlets where they could take a little expansion. But that hasn't been done for, I'd say, 60 years now, since anything's been done to the inlets. So we're looking to improve those this year as just an improved safety and improved drainage on those dry wells to the our dry well system on that ramp. Some of the other things that we look forward to, we're not sure if we'll get it or not, but the president had a special supplement appropriations program that you can ask for improvements for your airport if you qualify. And our airport in Illinois did qualify for the supplemental appropriation. And we have two requests in, and they're pretty big requests for redoing both runways. One runway is $3,700,000, the other runway is $3,300,000. So if we get one of those runways, that's a big advantage for us because it's 100% paid by the federal government, since it's a special appropriations. If you take our share on a, just a $2 million project, our share would normally be about $200,000. And that's a lot of money for us to come up with. And basically, we're trying to preserve our pavements and redo our pavements. We got the roads out of the way. Now we're leaning back into the aviation payments. And we're trying to get these runways knocked out the first thing. And if we get one of the runways, and if we're blessed with getting both runways, that'll be an arms up on us to build possibly a hangar in the future for single engine aircraft. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, those appropriations that you're talking about, are those competitive? You have to compete with other airports, or are you fairly certain that you can get that?
Well, it's there's a committee signed out at Washington, D.C., which is an FAA committee. And they'll look at the backgrounds of each airport, how they maintain their airports, how much operations they have, and what the vital location is for having an airport in that location. If they feel we're one of the vital ones that needs the appropriation request, they'll fund it. But it's really up in the air. But I really think we have a good chance for it because Evansville and Terre Haute's the next sized airport that is of any size, and we'd like to see our facility be maintained up to the federal standards.
What classification is Mid-American Air Center?
We're a general aviation airport. We're not a reliever. We're not a primary airport. The primary airports are like Chicago and Indianapolis and Louisville, Kentucky. Those are primaries, and then you have relievers like Gary, Indiana would be a reliever for Chicago. But we're general aviation, but we're a large general aviation. We have about 63, 65 airplanes out there right now. It's just not like we've got four or five airplanes. We've got a lot of aircraft. So that's one of the things that they're looking at, too. In 2018, we had a FAA inspection audit on the facility, and I think most of that turned out in a positive field. So they'll be looking at that as well. Since we had a compliance inspection, if this airport facility is in compliance with what the FAA wishes to develop this airport. So I think we have a good chance to get part of those funds, yes.
Well, Kurt, it's been a pleasure to talk with you about the Mid-America Air Center. I don't think people realize what a jewel we have in the northeastern part of Lawrence County out there, and with the airport and the things that you can accomplish in the future and what you're trying to accomplish. Thanks for stopping by and talking with us about it, and good luck in the future.
Well, thank you. We got a lot of good things going on out there. We have a new park system there that rocket project that people's been relaxing under the shelter house and watch a few airplanes fly by. So it's a public airport to come out and visit.
Thanks for stopping by, Kurt.
You bet.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.